This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Voters in yesterday's Supreme Court primary have narrowed the three-way race to two. Justice Rebecca Bradley won the race, edging out appeals court judge Joanne Kloppenburg by less than 9,000 votes. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Joe Donald placed a distant third. As the two finalists gear up for an April 5th showdown, the role of partisan politics in the race could take center stage. Gilman Halstead reports.
In her victory speech last night, Justice Rebecca Bradley credited her win to running a positive campaign in which she avoided attacking either of her opponents. She says voters responded to her promise not to legislate from the bench.
I got into this race because I believe it is so important that we have justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who will say what the law is and not what we may wish it to be.
Bradley says that judicial philosophy is what makes her different from Judge Kloppenburg, but she declined to put a label on her opponent's approach to the law.
Well, I will let Judge Kloppenburg speak for herself, but I, again, have a track record of setting aside how I might feel about a particular case or what outcome that I might like to achieve.
Kloppenburg used her victory speech to attack Bradley for her ties to Governor Walker and the conservative members of the current court. Walker appointed Bradley three times in the last 3 years, first to the Circuit Court, then to the Appeals Court, and finally to her current position on the Supreme Court. Kloppenburg also accused Bradley of joining the conservative majority on the court to block reforms.
She sided with Justices Rogensack, Gableman, Prosser, and Ziegler to quash efforts to review the Judicial Code of Conduct, which includes the standards for when judges must step aside from cases, and to improve transparency on the court.
Bradley says the decision not to review the code was based on a technical problem with the proposal, says she believes the reform may still happen in the future. In her primary campaign, Kloppenburg has stressed her opposition to the role of outside partisan money in Supreme Court elections.
In this race, I expect those outside special interests will try to demonize me. I am running because I am unwilling to surrender the court to the partisan politics and the special interests that threaten its integrity and independence.
She accuses Bradley of being too willing to accept support from outside groups, but Bradley says candidates can't control what is a legal form of political activity.
I defend the First Amendment right of third parties, which are really just groups of people speaking out in elections. They have the right to do so, and it's not my place to tell them to stay out.
Judge Joe Donald, who was eliminated last night, has not endorsed either Bradley or Kloppenburg. But following his concession speech, he echoed Kloppenburg's opposition to the role of partisan politics in what is supposed to be a nonpartisan race.
It is the people's court, and I'm just concerned about how things have gotten to this point where people are chosen and backed based on ideology and not based on true impartiality and independence.
Donald got 12% of the vote yesterday, including more than 25,000 votes in his hometown of Milwaukee. With a gap of just 1% between Kloppenburg and Bradley, Donald's supporters could play a crucial role in the April 5th election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.